And if you still need some time to think about that, you can come back to it, because I'm going to say, what's the second most important thing to you? Write it down. What's the third most important thing to you? Write it down. What's the fourth most important thing to you? Write it down. You might have a myriad of things that show up on your list. I'm going to give you five priorities that I've come to believe for myself, and I implement them every day. I took a picture. I guess my phone's back there. I took a picture of my hand, and on my hand, I wrote a word. And every time I turn on my phone, I see that word written on my hand, every time. And the reason I wrote it on my hand is because you look at your hands a lot during the day. I don't know if you've noticed that. Maybe you've never thought about it. You look at your hands a lot throughout the day. So I wrote it on my hand. And I put it on my left hand for a good reason, because I oftentimes look at my left hand because it's got my wedding band on it. And I love looking at that wedding band because it reminds me of one of my priorities. And while I'm reminded of that priority, I see that word that I've inscribed on my hand, and the word is obsessed. The word is obsessed. You see, first I thought about my priorities, and then I wrote the word right here, and I put obsessed on my hand, because it reminded me to get obsessed about my priorities. There's so many things in life that come fire in your direction at any given moment. It just comes flying at you at any given moment, and you can quickly get your life out into rabbit trails if you're not careful. And pretty soon, you're focused on things that aren't your priorities. Guess what? If the world distracts you into a direction that doesn't have anything to do with your priorities, you start to waste your time. And ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you, no fluff involved, time is the most valuable asset that you will ever own in your entire life. Time. It's nothing else. It's not riches. It's not your bank account, your jewelry, your cars, your house. It isn't anything other than your time. And don't let anybody tell you it's something else, because if they convince you it's something else, they're stealing from you. And it takes time to live your dream. If you don't have time, you'll never live your dream. There's a place that dream stealers should go, and it's called maximum security prison. Maximum security should exist for the worst, most damaging, defaming criminals on the planet, because dream stealers supersede thieves. Dream stealers supersede murderers. Dream stealers supersede rapists, grand theft auto people, individuals that create the worst, most heinous crimes. Dream stealers take your soul. Dream stealers take your soul, and they suck the life right out of you. And before you know it, not only will you not live your dream, you're a slave to someone else for the rest of your life. When I say the word slavery, there's so many things that come to mind. So many. I mean, there's so many examples of slavery, true or false? Okay, well, I'm going to encourage you to lock this one away. Modern day slavery is when you don't own your time, someone else owns your time. If they own your time, they own you. You do not want to give up your time and let somebody ever own you or your thoughts or your dream. 3.5 years ago, my wife and I came to Youngevity, and not a lot of people know this story. So I'm going to share a little bit of myself with you, because I want you to know who I am. One of the keys to success is transparency. One of the keys to success is transparency, authenticity. Letting people see you for who you are. Because if they cannot see who you are and get inside your heart, then you're keeping from them the sanctity that bonds people together. And when you can create that bond, then you've got a relationship that is gold. Those are the most valuable relationships you'll ever have, and life is about relationships. You can go through life, and if you're lonely, that's not a quality life. You do not want to be lonely. You want as many friends and key relationships as possible. That's your objective in this life. Have as many relationships as you possibly can that are real, that are genuine, that are authentic. Let people know who you are and where you are, because if nobody ever knows who you are and where you are, then you'll never have anybody help you get from here to there. And if they don't know where you're starting out in life, then they don't know where to begin with you. Fortunately, I had some mentors. I started programming myself with reading material. I was like the story the other night, or last night I guess it was. I hadn't really read a book in my life until I got to high school.